This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Not everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. When Parler comes back, we'll be back over there, too. I'm on MeWe as the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us, our number one of the program, we have got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge.
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start out reading a letter that we got from a loyal listener, and then I'm going to also read the reply that I sent back to her. Says, Captain, how is it that Ryan Gorman, radio host, Hugh Hewitt, and other radio hosts that are supposedly conservatives are so angry that they're slamming down callers telling them that the election was not stolen, that there was nothing wrong with the results on how each of the questionable states did their election processes, etc., that there was nothing wrong with the voting machines, that there are no video proofs of lots of ballots taken at night after the date, etc.? It makes one wonder if all these radio hosts are being so tough to slam down callers who want there to be an investigation in detail of the elections by a special outside counsel, are perhaps scared of being removed, censored by the big tech guys, or receive hate threats from the left and have chosen to protect themselves. How can they be so adamant as to say there was never any fraud at all in the state election if none of the federal judges would even read the cases of the Trump legal team, etc., as well as Ted Cruz's team to have the elections completely investigated, etc.? Want to hear my answer?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Fact. No court, no judge, no state legislature, not even our Supreme Court found any reason to say the election was anything other than what it was, a win for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. That's why you asked. And then I go on to say, now we all know that we've heard and seen on radio and television, and our eyes tell us a different story. The problem is, none of this has ever been verified by either of the previously mentioned, because even the Supreme Court of the United States said the cases presented had no standing. Key words. And now, the radio syndicator for Mark Levin, Dan Bongino, and Ben Shapiro has told those hosts to stop talking about election fraud and anything related to stealing the election, or they will take those shows off the air. Welcome to the United States of Socialist America. Investigation? Investigation of what? Get my point? That's my answer.
Yeah, well, And that's exactly right. That's what we've been telling people, that since nothing came of any of these legal challenges, it's just not going to change anything.
Nope, it's not going to happen, whether you think so or not. Too bad, so sad. It's not going to happen. All right, let's go to the telephone lines. We've got Mike in Clearwater on the line. What's up?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. All right. I didn't like the outcome of the election, and I pretty much, as well as you two, know that it was stolen, but it is what it is. So now we got a fight ahead of us, right? Think back when Obama came into office. He had control of the Senate and the House, and that's when they pushed through Obamacare. I'm terrified that Biden, his priority is going to be Medicare for all, right? They've already said it.
That's one of them.
They said that health care is a privilege, not a right. So we have a big fight. If folks, you like your doctor, you like your clinic, you like your hospital, all this is about to be possibly threatened, because I don't want Canadian-style health care. I live in a retirement community. I talk to dozens of Canadians that say, you know what, the health care down here, yeah, it has its problems, but it's so much better than what we have at home.
I know.
If I need a CAT scan, guess what? I can get one within 2 or 3 days.
I got news for you.
Back home, I got to wait 10 months or longer.
I got news for you. Before Obamacare was around many years ago, when I was a firefighter in upstate New York, guess what? They still came over the border because we had better health care than they did. Okay, so what's your point or your question?
The question for Kyle is, am I right to be terrified? And if so, how do we fight this? Like, we don't have a majority, nothing. They can ram through whatever they want. So what next, Kyle?
All right.
And thank you.
Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Captain. And thank you, Mike. Yes. What we saw with the Obama administration was the genesis of Obamacare. Kamala Harris, in the primaries, of course, talked about the idea that getting rid of private health care was on the table as far as she was concerned at that point. Then she didn't really mention it a whole lot later after that. But basically, that's right. I think they could make some kind of move on that. And that means that they would outlaw private health insurance. That's kind of a different way of looking at it. But basically, we can do the same thing we always have been able to do, and that is to ring the phones off the hook to these legislators.
When we come back, I'll throw my 2 cents worth in, because there is a major difference between then and now. Wasn't mentioned just a minute ago, but I will mention it. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to tell you all about how to get a hold of us, so here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That is Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, up there in Seattle, Washington. And, of course, their product is something that I take religiously a couple times a day and have for just a little bit more than 5 years. Now, the reason it does what it does is because of the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It also lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problems are you have, and it goes right straight to the source of the pain. Never seen anything quite like it. It's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy lifestyle and response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, too. Also supports the healing process. Now, you can take advantage of the 1995 three-week quick start. The 1995 three-week quick start that gets you started on it to see how it will work for you. And then if it works okay for you, then you just stay on it and away you go. Now, all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Take a look at it. Order the Relief Factor. They also have some other things there, too. But order the Relief Factor, and you'll find out what I found out. It will work. End of story. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we were talking about the Obamacare and this, that, and the other and all that. And you were mentioning pretty much the information pertaining to today. But I guess everybody forgets about what happened in 2008, 2009, 2010 with that little group called the Tea Party, which never went
anywhere. They might have changed their names to Patriots or Trump Clubs or whatever, but they're still there. They're still back. And the oldest Tea Party in the state of Florida is still in existence right here within the sound of my voice across the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. They meet every week on Tuesday nights at Mixon's Fruit Farm down there in Bradenton on 25th Street. Mm-hmm. And we have a very large, one of the largest Trump Clubs in the state that meets once a month. They took this month off because they had a big Christmas thing, but they'll be back in February. That meets every month at Muggs Sports Bar and Grill, their big room that they have there on third Tuesday of the month. So my point is, we're still there. And what we're doing is exactly what we were doing before. We're playing politics, eyeball to eyeball, nose to nose, face to face, not just yelling on a street corner, not just making noise, calling up people on the radio and this, that, and the other, or whatever, not just operating on Facebook, but actually going to see the politicians and telling them, here's the problem, here's what we'd like to see done, what are you going to do about it? It's a whole different ballgame when you do that.
Well, right, it's a much different approach, and something even that Mike from Clearwater likes to talk about, you know, the reasonable, when he puts it in the context of reasonable Democrats, but reasonable politicians, if can be approached in a reasonable way, I think you get a lot more with that than, as you said, just, you know, trying to make a lot of noise. But making your opinion known, people can call, they register those calls, mm-hmm. And certainly we would never want to see private health care outlawed in this country.
Now, we have a very real threat. I get the FBI bolos that come out several times a day, and there's information there about more people trying to create hate and discontent and disruption. And it's not Antifa. It's not Black Lives Matter. These are the hardcore, really radical right Trump supporters, and there are a bunch of them out there, and everybody knows who I'm talking about. You've seen them. You know who they are. And the threat is that they are going to be coming out to some of these cities, perhaps capitals and states around the country, and launching big-time demonstrations, and God only knows where that's going to go. But let me just tell you what the acting U.S. Attorney General Michael Sherwin had to say yesterday. He said, and I quote, "I think the scope and scale of this investigation and these cases are really unprecedented, not only in FBI history, but also DOJ history, as we're taking a look at everything that happened in Washington, D.C. last Wednesday. The Capitol grounds outside and inside are a crime scene." He also said after that there are over 170 case investigations now going on where they've actually identified people by facial recognition. And 70 cases have so far been referred as criminal cases, with many more to come. And here's the thing. The rule of thumb is you're going to, at the very least, be charged with criminal trespass if you were inside the Capitol building at all. Doesn't matter the circumstances. Doesn't matter if the police officers open up the door and says, come on in. Doesn't matter. If you were in there, you're going to be charged with criminal trespass. If you broke things, if you damaged things, if you swung at a cop, if you hit a cop, then the felonies will start adding on. And if you were anywhere near the officer who unfortunately died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher, then if you didn't do something to help him, you will be a criminal accessory to a murder.
Precisely. And I think we'll see even more of these announcements soon as they continue to gather all this evidence.
Absolutely. But my point is, okay, what we saw and what some people are still threatening is not the way to do this. If you want to help your cause, you do not incite, you do not get violent. You can demonstrate all you want outside. Don't go into somebody's house or building. You can demonstrate all you want. You can do it peacefully. But the second that you are no longer peaceful and you lose your sense of purpose and whatnot, you now become the problem.
Precisely right. And then you also don't have the high ground to criticize the other violent protests that we saw over the summertime. Because, again, this isn't our way. This is not the way to go about this in America.
Yeah.
And you just actually, do you see how far back the ideas and the policies of the Trump era have been set back now because of this kind of behavior?
Now, let me just mention one group whose name popped up, and I don't think I'm divulging anything by saying this because it's actually in a news story that's out there. The extremist group Boogaloo. You heard them, the Boogaloo movement?
Yeah, the Boogaloo. Yeah, yeah.
They are planning Sunday protests all across the country.
That's what we hear. Exactly. Mm. Exactly right.
And our governor here in Florida said, good luck. Florida is going to be ready for any protests anywhere, and if they get out of line, it'll be stopped and they'll be arrested just like they were in Washington, D.C. Now, the other thing is we know the majority of the public opposes the Trump impeachment. What are they going to do today in the House of Representatives?
Oh, well, they're going to be going through with their impeachment stuff. Yeah, exactly.
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And that's going to inflame these people even more, isn't it?
Yeah, and one wonders, especially at a time, Captain, when Joe Biden wants to come in and be basically President Unity on this thing.
Let me bring in our professor of politics emeritus up there in Indiana. Okay, Dan DeMann, what do you think?
What do I think? I think the Tea Party ought to stick to the basics.
We are the basics.
There, yeah. Raise money for candidates, endorse candidates, register voters, and make yourself noticeable. Work up your membership. Stay away from the radical right.
We never were near the radical right, ever.
I know, but some were.
Not the people in my state. Mm-mm.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
I do.
But I know I've seen them up here before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's kind of where what Mike talked about was Medicare for all.
Yeah.
Insurance companies are still going to make a bundle off of that because they're going to do the administrative work. They're going to do the intake work. The government will contract that part out mm-hmm. to the current insurance companies. They'll make as much now as they did then, and then there's no reason for them to keep.
What was the big difference between back then and right now in terms of votes? Do you know? I do.
I can't think of what.
All right. Well, they had both houses, and they had a large majority of the House, and they had a clear veto-proof majority in the Senate. They could do anything they wanted. They had that for 2 years.
Right.
And they did everything they wanted. They do not have that right now. They're not even close.
But they're not scared anymore either.
No, but
that's
they.
A big difference.
But some of our people are, and
oh,
this
ours are petrified.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I would say about Trump. The Democrats have a way of screwing things up big time. And, you know, for Obama, to give him credit, he didn't do much his last term. Really, after Obamacare, which really shouldn't have been called Obamacare, it should have been called Pelosi Care. Because back then I described her as the Prime Minister of the United States. That was her plan.
All right, here comes the music. Here comes the music.
Okay. Good talking to you.
All righty. We'll talk to you again soon. That's Dan the Man. And Kyle, you hang on. And folks, when we come back, that's the big difference. Back in those first 2 years of Obama, they had a clear majority in the House and the Senate. They could do anything they wanted, and they did. They don't now. They don't. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Four House Republicans have declared their intent to vote for impeachment when the House takes up the articles on Wednesday. The number three Republican in the House, Liz Cheney, said Tuesday in a statement that she would vote for impeachment and claimed that the president lit the flame of the attack on the Capitol last week. She joins Representatives Fred Upton, John Katkow, and Adam Kinzinger, who publicly said they also would vote for impeachment. Michigan Republican Congressman Peter Meyer says he'd prefer to censure the president, but tells Fox News that he is considering the articles of impeachment being circulated.
I think the censure is a strong and appropriate message. Presidential censures are exceedingly rare for them to be brought up and for them to pass. Let's be honest. I think that the appropriate timing for an impeachment is probably after we have had a full investigation. At the same time, looking at the articles that are being presented, there's a reason why I'm strongly considering them.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And don't forget this portion of the program brought to you by Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature has a website, balanceofnature.com, and you can go there, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and you need to do it pretty quick because the end of the month it's going away. If you want to save any money on anything, 35% is what you'll save on the health product. They sell there, balanceofnature.com. I take the fruits and veggie capsules. They work very nice for me. Thank you very much. And anybody that's taking them will tell you the same. And you can save 35% on your order. You only got till the end of the month to do it. So trot on over to balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and you will save 35%. Also, Geico, Geico Insurance, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, where you can get a great quote for the car or the truck that you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle. Maybe you've got an RV, an ATV, a boat. And you can also get rate quotes on that. Now, if you have a homeowner's or renter's insurance policy, that is, if you own a home or you have an apartment and you have it insured, you can also get insurance for that at Geico.com. If you bundle it all together, ladies and gentlemen, you will save yourself a big amount of money by bundling everything in one particular policy. So there you go. Think about that. And that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Again, facial recognition is how these people are being caught. And they don't realize it, and I'm not giving anything up. I'm not going to say anything about, what the procedure is. But even though you have a mask on, guess what? They can still figure out who you are because of certain characteristics, and I'll just let it go at that. Now, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, yes, it's very sophisticated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Kyle, Parler has reportedly found another web hosting service, so they are apparently moving forward with getting set up again. And what happens when you lose a web provider like that, you now have to go back and rebuild the website and get everything on there and put it in the way it was before. And even though Parler is not yet back online, the company registered its domain and server with an internet solutions company called Epic, E-P-I-K, which the Vice described as an internet savior of the far right because it also hosts Gab, another alternative to social media platforms operated by big tech. And as news broke that Parler had registered with Epic, the company released a statement saying that it had had no direct contact or discussions with Parler in any form regarding our organization becoming their registrar hosting provider. And then they added, from our understanding, Parler was working on satisfying the requested terms placed upon them by various elements of their supply chain. And to date, no communication has been received by them for discussion of future service provision. Now, that statement was taken to mean that they were applying to be on Epic, but they had not done everything that needed to be done yet, whatever that is involving. And by the way, this has not affected their lawsuit for antitrust violations, breach of contract, and unlawful business interference. They are still up and running and going after Amazon.
That's true, and so it will take some time, and with the statement you just read, I think means that it may be a little bit more time than initially was thought to have Parler back up and running, so we'll just have to see what happens.
My internet provider that I'd been on for a better part of a decade suddenly went out of business, and I had to scramble to find another internet provider. It took me all of about 2 days. I wasn't in the same boat as Parler, but to get the website built and get it put up took me about a week, and I built the website myself, hence the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com is all my work.
That's exactly right, yeah. You have a jack of all trades there. That's pretty
jack
cool.
Jack of all trades and master of none.
But it will take, so we don't know. We'll have to wait for more information from them.
Now, there is a report that came out yesterday from Mitch McConnell, and it said that this was allegedly a report from him. First of all, the report came from the New York Times. That ought to tell you all you need to know right there. And secondly, it said that, well, Mitch McConnell is upset with Donald Trump's offenses that he now believes that he committed, and he's going to support impeachment efforts in the Senate. No, he's not.
Yeah, this is an interesting story. It came out earlier, and different news outlets began to pick it up and run with it, saying that sources close to Mitch McConnell said he was, quote, done with the president, furious with the president, and this was key, the key implication from what these sources were saying was that he didn't view a potential impeachment now as a partisan exercise as he did the previous one. So that was some pretty powerful stuff, but tonight this morning we know, Captain, that the Senate Majority Leader's office has been saying no, that's a little too quick there. That's not really true, from what he believes. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll go with that because I know better. Especially whenever you see an article from the New York Times, you know where my mind goes?
Where's that?
Plagiarism. Remember all the problems they had with plagiarism?
Sure.
Yeah, a number of years ago. Yep, that's where my mind goes, plagiarism. Or, in this particular case, they're just cooking up a story that isn't necessarily true. All right, well, we've got one of our infamous callers on the telephone line right now, and I'm just going to say that before he gets a chance to say it, in his opinion, Donald Trump won by a landslide. However, in the factual department, that's not true because nobody proved it in a court of law, or with a judge, or no state legislature, and all that. So let's hear what he has to say. Go for it. 60 seconds with Todd, and I got the stopwatch on.
Let's get down to business. You know, Joseph was falsely accused of trying to take advantage of Potiphar's wife, and he was thrown in jail, only to find out he never touched her, and God put him up second in command, okay? So the bottom line is, Jesus knows the truth, okay? Jesus knows if I give the captain a blessing for the wounded warriors or whoever he deemed necessary. Jesus knows everything, okay? Jesus knows Donald Trump won in a landslide. Forget about all the other crooks that are on the Chinese payroll, okay, including the Supreme Court and the state legislatures and Kemp in Georgia and Mitch McConnell and all the rest of them, okay? Jesus knows the truth, and the truth will set you free, okay? Now you've got the silencing of America here by these radical leftists, okay? They're trying to, if they can silence Donald Trump and try to stop his tweets, what do you think they can do for you? I'm just telling you, the 80 million of us who voted for Donald Trump.
Wait a minute. Hold it. 74 million.
74. Okay. 74 million that voted for him. And Joe Biden couldn't get three cars at the rally when you were there and I was there in Tampa. And there were 25, 35, 45. The guy could have filled Raymond James Stadium if they opened it up. So don't.
Okay.
You're insulting the American people's intelligence, you numbnut DNCs. And you fake phony Republicans who don't stand with Donald Trump.
Right.
God bless Donald Trump,
Thanks. The
only president who stood kept his word in 4 years. Let's get to work and save the country.
Thank you very much. And that's 60 seconds with Todd. Well, what do you think, Kyle?
Well, again, there's a lot of animus out there, and a lot of people still have a lot of questions. And it's unfortunate because even with the shutdowns of the social media, it actually seems to exacerbate the situation rather than help to tamp it down.
Well, that's true. They're not doing anything to help it. Now, at the very least, they should at least leave websites up like Parler, because that was a place where people could go and they could talk. And Parler policed their people, too. No profanity, no prostitution, none of that sexual content stuff in there. They would see to it that was all monitored and taken care of, unlike Facebook.
Right.
Where they pretty much let anything goes until somebody actually physically complains about something. I mean, that's what they generally do. But the thing of it is, we've got to stop with this nonsense about, well, this was, and here's why. We're not going to solve anything if we just keep coming out and saying, well, the election was stolen. Yeah, we know that. We all agree with that. We all agree that something really screwy went on. So now what are we going to do about it? Well, I know what I'm going to do about it, and I've already started. Election reform starts at the state level. It starts out at the lowest level of government, city, county, town, then goes to state. Then once you get that resolved there and get the election reform laws that you need in the state and get them changed, which, by the way, you can do between now and the next election if you really want to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And you know something else, Captain? What the left is doing and their compatriots, they're actually trying to demoralize people, make them think their vote will never count again. But you can't believe that. You have to get out there and vote, and you got to work for it.
Nope. Exactly. And I know what I'm talking about. I've been there, I've done it, and we're going to do it again. Just sit back and watch. You can lead, follow, or get the hell out of our way, because we're coming. All right. Hold on, Kyle. Folks, when we come back, we got some music for you tonight. Got a little toe-tap and stuff there. Going to throw a little something different in your direction, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much doing that for us. And, oh, by the way, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you, America's largest truck stop chain. Pull on in there. You'll find out why. And don't forget, when you go in there, tell them that you are listening to me, the captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Talk about them. And I told you you'd get a free cup of coffee if you went in there and told them that. Well, guess what? You will. So there you go. And then when you get in there, make sure you check out becoming a member of the Drivers Club, because the diesel you buy, you'll get points. The food that you buy, you'll get points. The trucker supplies that you buy, you'll get points. And you can use those points to save yourself some money in your next order, or you can use them for the Drivers Club magazine that they have, the catalog, and save money that way. All right, here we go. Now, remember, folks, we got the power. You've got the power. That's by a gentleman by the name of Snap, and that's from a few years back. And, Kyle, I can just imagine you dancing around the table with that one.
That's right. As a matter of fact, that's from 1990, Captain.
Yep. And that was not a protest song or anything like that. It was telling people that you got the power.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fun song.
Yeah, and Johanna, I want to thank you very much for sending me that message. Kyle, we were talking about this during the break about our friend.
Yes.
Yeah, I got it, and I totally understand, which is why it's the way we do it there, because I hate to censor anybody. All right, well, are you ready to take a look at the National Weather Map? Because I'm going to read the story. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right, the heavy rain and high elevation snow will subside over the Pacific Northwest. However, the potential for river flooding and landslides remain. The precipitation will move into the northern Rockies, in addition to strong winds that may impact that region into the northern and central plains come Friday. Now, you can expect hazardous travel, possible power outages, and property damage. The lake effect snow machine is starting to kick in Buffalo, New York, and as the winds change today, upstate New York is going to get it off Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. In addition, we've got a freezing drizzle alert for parts of Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and North Carolina. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, the rain in the Pacific Northwest is persisting right now, but it should be moving on And maybe not returning maybe until about Sunday or so, maybe for areas of Seattle and Portland. But it is raining there right now, and we still have those flood watches going on right now because it is a large amount of rain. Also, moving through the state of Washington, moving to the east, we have a wind advisory, and this is coming across I-90, Moses Lake area. So be careful in that zone, and the wind actually increases as you head on towards the border with Idaho. And then Spokane, we have a flood advisory. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, also raining right now, Captain. And get this, for 4th of July pass, it's wet pavement right now. Be prepared for heavy rain, says the alert. And get this, forecasting wind gusts of up to 47 miles per hour are expected. So that is a lot of wind, so be careful if you're coming across 4th of July pass. Also, as we move through northern Idaho, we have avalanche warning, and as we move into Montana, high wind warning continues in most of the state of Montana, including Great Falls, Helena, Billings, and Bozeman. So you've got all those regions that are experiencing that high wind. Winter weather advisory near Idaho Falls, Pocatello, as you come down Interstate 15. Over in Wyoming, high wind watch through most of the state as well, including, of course, Cheyenne and Laramie as you come across I-80. Down in Denver, those high winds continue through the northeastern quadrant, basically, of the state of Colorado. Some good news tonight, though, Captain. The dense fog that we've been tracking for several nights in the Central Valley of California is off the map tonight, so that's some good news in the mix.
All right, and I just noticed it up in Minnesota, the western part of Minnesota, the western third of the station up there, state up there. You've got some unsettled weather. Looks like as if we could have some winter conditions developing up there. But in the meantime, down in the valley, Brownsville, Texas, over towards Hollingdon, you have a freeze warning tonight, so be advised of that. Again, up along the lee shore of Lake Ontario and Lake Erie right there, right now, Buffalo, the way the winds are blowing, you've got some lake effect snow coming in about a 40 or 50-mile stretch to the east and to the west of Buffalo. It'll develop and change more as the winds turn today, and you'll have more snow on the lee shore of Lake Ontario all the way around to Fulton, all the way up to Watertown. That is coming, so be prepared. You've got freezing drizzle tonight with a freezing freeze alert for half of Alabama, certainly all of I-20, certainly Birmingham, north of Montgomery, all the way to the Tennessee line. So if you're on 65 going north, if you're on 20 going east-west all the way across Alabama, you're going to be in it. You're going to be in it till you get almost to Atlanta, Georgia. But then north of Atlanta and west of Atlanta going up I-75, you have got freezing drizzle. That'll go with you if you go up 24 over Mont Eagle. And also up the central part of Tennessee tonight, freezing drizzle. And it goes right up into the state line, into the mountains of Virginia, and right skirts the mountains of North Carolina. So it looks like you're going to have it going up I-81 to Bristol, right there on the line, Bristol, Virginia, Bristol, Tennessee. And then we do have some fog reported tonight in the northeastern corner of South Carolina and pretty much along the shoreline, inland about 15, 20 miles, all the way up along North Carolina up to just about the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay. So that's what we got going on there. And other than that, things don't look too bad tonight in terms of weather elsewhere east of the Mississippi River. So, Kyle, pilot, Flying J, stop on in there. Tell everybody that you heard me talking about him, the captain talking about you on the radio, and they'll get themselves a nice free high cup of coffee.
They certainly will, Captain, and we think that everybody will agree that they have the best cup of coffee on the interstate.
Just if you need it.
Exactly. And when you pull in, you're bound to find, it depends on the different locations, but you're bound to find something like an Arby's, McDonald's, how about a Subway, how about a sit-down Denny's or a Moe's, Southwestern Grill or Huddle House for that matter.
Yep.
Whatever you're craving, they probably have it.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we do the news. News, top of the hour. Stations get a chance to identify themselves, and then we will be back with hour number two. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.